Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Forever Dog.
Hey everybody, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from the Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Work Juice Players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said yes. And so the audio you're hearing is from that stream. You're hearing that actual episode that went out on Sunday, the 21st of March, 2020, year of our Lord.
And we raised $12,000 for food banks in New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle. So to everybody out there that helped out, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everybody who is hearing this for the first time, please enjoy.
Yes, the audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers, and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great, and we hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from individual homes throughout Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the world's favorite stage production in the style of old-time radio. It's the Thrilling Adventure Hour! Kids, shine your Astro Spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sports Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet with some aliens and hope to humans. And hope to humans will make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
I'm from Earth.
With the help of his Martian companion, Croach.
I am from Galoot Proctor.
Mars, just
you designated Mars.
Mars.
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catching and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Oh, the hyper cattle's humming and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. I'm from Earth, but I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. On the plains, the red planet, I uphold the law, and I do it with a pair of robot fists. Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot rogues I hardly ever miss. And I reckon I'll be riding in the name truth and justice for as long as I can count their shooting stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. And I'm from Earth.
Pew, pa pew, pa pew.
When last we left our heroes, they went toe-to-toe with two outlaws with eight arms between them. But can they weather the weather and defeat the Red Planet when it goes hopping mad? Find out in tonight's thrilling episode of Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars, or Films on the Net.
This is some weather we're having, eh, Croach?
Some is not a useful measure of weather, Sparks Nevada.
Tornadoes, lightning storms, lightning tornadoes, tornado storms. This is some weather.
Does it not exhaust you to utilize your single hinge jaw to no purpose? For it is exhausting to all of my auditory receptors to experience it. It would have been preferable for you to hand me my space coffee in as much silence as you are capable.
You are in an ornery mood, Croach.
Am I, or are you being intolerable?
Well, I don't think I... No, it's definitely you. What do you think, Marshall Station?
The Marshall Station is not getting involved.
Why not? Go ahead.
The Marshall Station doors are open.
Are you leaving? You can't leave.
Do not tell her limits. Exit the premises if you care to.
Right, but she is the premises.
The Marshall Station doors are allowing for a walk-in to run in. No appointment.
Marshall! Marshall! Help!
Howdy, Felton. Hi.
Oh, another loud and useless human. Begin sarcasm. Fantastic. End sarcasm.
We already know about the storms, Felton. Thank you, though. Thanks.
Well, see, Marshall, you know about them, but you don't know all the way about them. Remember that book I wrote and self-published?
You mean Uh-Oh, a Caterpillar and Other Scary Stories?
No, though that is a good one. My second outing, my almanac.
Oh, yeah. You got eclipses, sunrises, and birthdays wrong in it. What did that review say? If a broken clock didn't even get it right twice a day, it'd be this book?
I gave that review no stars, and I would urge that reviewer to take another gander because every fact I made up for the book is coming true today. Help!
So you are not useless and merely loud. There is a prophecy that foretold that a prophet would rise. Could it be that that is Felton?
Could it be that it is me?
No. All right. Ain't no such thing as prophets, so I can tell you this. You ain't, under any circumstances at all, a prophet, Felton.
I ain't.
The Marshall Station doors are open.
I seek the great prophet Felton LaGravonese!
Ma'am, that is a fine scar you got there, lightning bolting over your eye. And I respect a sinister demeanor, but this here's a Marshall Station, as you heard it say itself. Reckon you want the Prophet Station up the road, which don't exist, as prophets are a thing that there ain't such a thing as.
But me?
Aura tells me you are the one I'm looking for. You are Felton. You wrote this book, Felton's Almanac.
Yeah, that is pictures on the back of Aura.
You foretold the dangers that have befallen this planet.
You bought the other copy?
My name is Penelope Ophelion.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of you, Penelope Ophelion. You're some kind of supernatural buckaroo riding in, raising a ruckus about solar vampires or wolfmen on the moon to dupe the rubes. Well, Mars ain't zoned for mumbo nor jumbo, so pack up your crystals and candles and Felton will predict you a space coach back on out of here.
I heard of you, too.
Well, of course you have. Exploits, I reckon.
A grumpy little kitten out of its depths, famous for mewling for some canned grain-free nums and nibbles while all around you inexplicable dark forces gather.
Ain't dark forces, and I ain't a kitten.
Yes, you are one. Penelope Ophelion, what other hungry animal younglings is Sparks Nevada?
All kinds, but I ain't got time to list them. Too busy saving this planet from the demon you got inhabiting it.
There ain't such a thing as prophecies, ain't such a thing as dark forces, and most of all, there absolutely ain't no such thing as a demon.
Help! My next prophecy is dangerous! Lo, there shall be a great wetting of the town, and many shall be washed away.
Right, but it's already raining, Felton, hard. Ain't nobody getting washed away by it.
He's talking about a flood, Marshal. Why do you think I set up these particular crystals?
To charge a fee? Only profit here is the one you stand to make.
Marshal, the alarm is sounding at the dam.
Well, yeah.
See?
Am I magical?
No, it's been raining, I said. Dam's bound to alarm about it sooner or later. Let's take a look.
Engaging holo camera.
Oh. That ain't good. Dam's buckling.
There's no time to lose. Martian, light these candles.
Okay, he's got a name, and we don't need candles.
I'm under onus to you, Sparks Nevada, for invoking my signifier. I've not previously been under onus to the youngling of a cat, except when I was under onus to you previously, Sparks Nevada, cat offspring on Glut Prakdaw.
Why are you so ornery?
Meow from meow.
Is that me?
Meow. Busy yourself with a ball of yarn while I ignite a multitude of candles.
Benevolent spirits of the universe, protect us from this demon who wishes us wet. Everyone, concentrate with me on keeping the dam together.
It's working. Look, the dam stopped at buckling.
The power of all of us, our spirits, and our concentration.
Now, the power of the remote control for the dam in case of emergency.
Check your remote control, Marshal. It is powered off. Our will preserve the dam.
It's powered on. See the green light there?
We shall call it a tie.
Call it what you want. Just don't bill me.
Shh!
Quit touching my lips, Croach. Why are your pants so sticky?
Why are your lips so fleshy?
I knew someone like you once, Marshal, a non-believer. When I was a child, my family helped to colonize the exomoon VV-26. The terraforming didn't rightly account for an unstable planetary axis, and we were plunged into eternal daylight.
Exomoon VV-26 ain't got no colonists.
Not anymore.
No, it's crawling with those plasmaforms.
Solar vampires?
No, just aliens that eat blood.
Solar vampires.
No, no, no.
I say no to your no. You sound like the sheriff. He didn't believe in solar vampires either.
I reckon he had a head on his shoulders.
He did until a solar vampire bit the neck out from under it. Okay. Then he just had the shoulders. The head was loose. It rolled around in the garden. It bumped my feet.
Whew. I would have been all like, help.
At first, it was just one or two of us, and then three or four. When the creatures realized the lights weren't going back out, we became a full-time, all-day buffet. They hunted us and drained our blood, my mom, my pa, and everybody I knew.
How did you live through it?
With a garden trowel and sheer luck. Let's hope my luck holds for your next prophecy.
Okay, well, now I'm looking at my next one, and I realize it was irresponsible of me to have written it in the first place.
The dead shall stir in their graves in pursuit of the living.
What kind of almanac do you write, Felton?
I was building to the climax of the story.
Almanacs ain't stories.
Honestly? I was just trying to sell some books.
You were foreseeing the foretold and foretelling it.
We build into a climax here, Felton. What's happening?
Not on my watch. Martian, light these candles. Oof.
How many candles do you possess?
Never enough. Now, light these crystals. Do you feel it? It's happening.
I do not feel anything, no.
I detect a Mars quake in the vicinity of the old cemetery.
Fell creatures reanimated and sent by a demon by the power of benevolent forces of the universe. I, Penelope Aphelion, do vanquish you back to whence you came.
The seismic event has ceased.
Yeah, of course it did.
I stopped them before they reached the surface.
That was some quick crystalline, ma'am.
I lit the crystals. I stopped the fell creatures. Who is the baby cat now?
Okay. Do you want to know what it actually was?
I told you what it actually was.
No, when we terraformed the planet, we installed stopgaps. Ain't gonna be a quake above a little tremor. System shuts it down right away.
That was an army of the dead clawing at the ground to come for the living, stopped by candles, willpower, and crystals.
That was a fail-safe.
What's the next prophecy, Felton?
The finale. Lava. Everywhere. Help!
You have a fail-safe for the lava apocalypse, Marshal?
Reckon. Station, make sure the volcanoes are set to dormant.
Checking. Good news, bad news. They are set to dormant, but not for long. The fail-safe power went out in the storm.
Do you have a backup for the failsafe?
Yeah, but it's in the caves by the volcanoes. It's manual. I gotta go there.
That's where a demon would be. I'll ride with you, Marshal. Keep you safe.
I'd rather you didn't, no.
I'll come too.
Do not, no.
I must see this demon and curl up in his lap for petting.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
And so, the doubting Marshal and his faith-filled posse ride across the Crimson Plains, headed for ancient caves.
You just plain refuse to believe in something bigger than you, don't you, Marshal?
I believe in lots of things bigger than me. Horses, houses, saloons, moons.
You think you know the unknowable, but you can't.
When I was a kid, I spent a lot of time by myself. My father was a big deal in the United Solar System Alliance, went from one planetary base to another. My most constant friends was reading and making up stories. I was on one base without kids my age for a stretch, and one night this little girl just drifted through my door, Abigail. She was my age, had a smile like a total eclipse. If you looked right at it, you might go blind. We had some real adventures together. Of course, I knew she was a ghost before she even told me. Her clothes were old. Her voice was hollow. One day, she mustered the courage to admit she was trapped. Wasn't able to move on. I reckon it was lonesome being a ghost, too. I asked if I could help. Abigail told me she could only rest in peace if I brought her something she'd lost before she died. Talked me through drawing a picture of it. And I knew just what it was. Some kind of gizmo I'd seen at my dad's office. I brought it to her.
You were a good friend. What was that gizmo to her?
It was her mission. An experimental flash battery light years ahead of the nearest model. Abigail wasn't a ghost. She was a spy. We weren't friends. I was a patsy. She took that battery and rocketed off.
Well, maybe she wasn't a fleshless, bloodless spirit. But maybe she was a lost soul who needed your help. Maybe she was trapped and you freed her.
Yeah, she cleaned out my piggy bank on her way out.
Okay, well, hard to believe you believe in anything or anyone after that.
Well, most folks ain't so bad. It's the ones looking to take advantage that you got to watch out for.
I ain't taking advantage.
You aim to invoice when this is all through?
Only for services rendered.
Yeah.
Sparks Nevada, now that we are within the caves, I can feel it. You are a little kitten, but for what is coming, you will need to be a full grown cat.
This one is perfect. Now I am
What's that now?
A step away from him, Marshall. That ain't the Martian anymore.
Croach, you're you, ain't you?
I was the first one. I came before, when here was but red rock and airless.
The demon has him.
That demon sounds like my backfiring tractor.
That is the infernal language, the language spoken by demons. What do you desire, first one?
I gave to those who came after, then was left forgotten. I shall return this place to lifeless, airless, red rock.
Be gone, demon of the troposphere, be gone! To me, my crystals.
All right, Felton, maybe you hang back and let me handle this.
Wait. Felton? The Felton? Yeah. Felton LaGravanese from Felton's Almanac?
Oh, come on.
Well, always nice to meet a fan, even if it's a demon using my friend for a sock puppet.
He is the first one, Felton. He may not be a lowly demon. He may be the devil of Mars.
Well, still, unless, maybe you got another explanation, Marshall?
I do, yeah. Okay, I don't. I really wish I did, because it can't be the devil. It just can't be.
I go by many names.
That's what the devil would say.
Okay.
I'm going to need my biggest candle and my biggest crystal. Everyone, get back behind me. Not you, devil. You stay in the line of sight.
Help. Help. One of you. Somebody. Help. The devil is here. Right, Marshall?
Right, Marshall? That is indeed the question. Would you like me to take care of this, Marshall? Do you believe me now that you can see it with your own two eyes?
That's whose eyes I reckon I'm seeing it with. Ain't no other explanation, is there? Can there be? Could I be wrong about Abigail? Was she my friend? Did Jeremy take my piggy bank? Wait. Hang on. Wait a second. How did you read Felton's book? There were only two sold, and you didn't have a form.
I read the draft when it was in Felton's head, spilling out into the world where I would follow. Inspired me, awoke me. You brought me life, Felton. So I brought your words to life. And now you have brought me this vessel. Thank you, Felton.
I think I know what's going on here.
The devil himself is here in front of us, but fear not. This candle burns for righteousness, and this one burns for cleansing.
All right. Felton, where did you write your book?
Thank you for asking. What I did was, I wanted to get real cozy with the planet's agriculture, so I went to the first farmstead from when we first got to Mars, and I laid in the grass of it, and I looked at the clouds of it, and I just started a-writing.
And I began reading.
Right. Felton, you save your document as you go?
Of course.
At that old farmstead, you'd be hooked into the old network, the one linked to the old terraformers, which you'd have restarted by online in that network. What we got ain't a demon. It's a technical difficulty.
You don't mean?
I reckon so.
He pirated an ebook copy for himself? That needles me, on account of I work pretty hard on it. And IP creators are fairly regularly exploited thusly, so why not pay them when you have the opportunity? If you can, go to the dang library.
Yeah, I mean that. But also, this ain't the devil. It's a terraforming machine that gained consciousness and uploaded it to Croach, who got softened up by the weather nanites that have been messing up with his nanotech all day, making him receptive to this upload that happened when he got in proximity of the terraformer, which is right over there.
That is ridiculous. He is the devil. No terraformer can raise the dead.
Now, he made an earthquake, a nod to the idea at best.
You're lucky I could stop them before the dead could emerge and prove me right.
I'm pretty sure if the dead woke up, they'd be stuck where they were, buried 6 feet of dirt versus any atrophy at all. My money's on dirt.
You know nothing of the science of the damned.
My reprisal is now. You shall find out whether you can lift the dirt from underneath it.
No, not once I light these candles. Not once I'll wave them around.
All right, we ain't scared of you.
Do you not like breathing? I guess you do not like breathing, because if you did, you would be very scared of me.
I actually do like breathing. I do.
Be gone, foul spirit, be gone! Everyone, say it!
Uh-oh. You feel that? It's getting hard to breathe in here.
The devil resists.
Well, the terraformer does.
I'm breathing fine.
Well, it likes you.
I also do.
Well, I mean, we all like... Okay, I can't breathe much. Turn in the air to... What is that?
The candles. They're flickering out. Hope is almost lost.
Crouch, don't do this.
Yes, yes, yes. Appeal to your friend.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing.
Right, and I encourage you.
Well, I'm doing it despite your
Okay, thank you.
Crouch. Listen to me, with all your oral receptors, can you sense me orally? Crouch, some weather we're having.
Some?
That's right. Some weather I reckon you're having.
Some is not a useful measure, Sparks Nevada.
Nice try, but I am too powerful.
Furthermore, I am a being. I am incapable of weather.
But how?
Excuse me, Sparks Nevada, I seem to have been breached.
But I was the first one. I came before.
You feeling that? Air, regular type. And your candles quit quitting.
Get strength from them. Hold these crystals. They are newly moved.
Pass. Crouch, fight. You're going to be under a heck of a lot of onus if you don't evict that tenant you got.
When here was but red rock and airless, there was only me. And then there wasn't me. And then there was... But soon, that will not be. Thank you.
Welter. Big fur.
Roach?
Yes. Praise Nonotech.
Oh, go ahead and praise it.
I just did.
It's good to have you back, buddy.
It is... some weather we all experienced.
It sure is.
Guess my work here is done.
Okay.
Remember, Marshall, there are greater forces at work in the universe. I hope you learned that. For me, it's what I do. When convention and science offer no answers.
Science provided the answer.
Then might we not turn to the impossible as a possibility? Might we not walk through the door of the fantastic and fearsome? I walk through that door and I follow that trail of horrors and the unknown. For I am Penelope Aphelion, and that trail is where I live. I will bill you.
You better not.
My assistant has already sent it to you.
Well, it will be disputed, so.
I can't hear you. I'm riding off into the moonlight.
I'll tell you one thing. I do not reckon I am a prophet after all.
Oh, yeah? Why is that, Felton?
Because I did not see any of that coming.
And it ain't real.
Or is it?
No, it definitely ain't.
Could be.
Is this the end of Sparks Nevada's brush with paranormal? as our heroic marshal bests bad machinery, only to find impenetrable peril? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks Nevada, Marshal of Mars.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.